Hello everyone, it's Charlie C again, and we are about to start on our second season, fifth episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science and expert knowledge to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about the benefit of creating your own study guide. I see many advertisements these days for students to use AI to create their study guides for them. As much as I appreciate the thoughts behind this, I do think that these services will cheat students out of the opportunity to learn the material that much better. Let's put this into some context. We have mentioned before that there are several key methods we should use when we are trying to learn new material. These methods include rewriting the information, rewording the information in your own verbiage, creating concept maps, organizing the topics and your thoughts, etc. The good news is that, with regards to what goes into creating a study guide, all of this is involved. You need to write things down, preferably in your own words, as well as to organize the information, preferably from big picture to the details. Ultimately, going through these exercises as you create your own study guide will help you to learn the material. Because I have been teaching for so long, I have been fortunate enough to talk to many students who have performed well on my exams. Many of them told me and showed me that they had created organized and detailed study guides, including color coding, drawing, and diagramming concepts, etc. This indicated that they spent a significant amount of time on the material, and in the process, learned it well. I also used to tell my students they could bring a note card, 3 by 5 inches, with any and all information they wanted to the exam. My students used to tell me that they would fill out the note card, and then once it was full, they didn't even need it anymore because they already knew the material. Little did they know this was exactly what I wanted to hear and was indeed the goal of this exercise. All of this means that even though creating your own study guides might seem time-consuming and a little daunting, they do help you learn the material as you go through and organize your thoughts and add the details. After all, you would just be spending the time rereading the material anyway, so why not be extra productive? I hope you find this helpful. Until next time, happy studying.